Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Career Brand Challenge. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be back on air and helping you guys to move up in your career. Again, I am Latrice Collins. I am the host and president of the Career Brand, and this program is brought to you especially to help you to identify your career brand and identify ways in which you can market it, in ways you can refine it, and how you can soar into your career. Well, I am excited to announce that you're in the midst of a Mastering Communication series. And that means we have identified that so many millions of people struggle every single day in the workplace, and sometimes out of the workplace, with that art of communication. And so you might be very logical, or you might be an emotional person, or you might be a person who are just trying to get your point across. But for some reason, you may have a disconnect at times with that other individual that you're working with. So in this episode, we are focusing on how to recognize individual communication styles. And so as you notice from the past we've done, and if you look at the promo that we have on here, this is a four-part series. Last week, we had the power of emotional intelligence, and this week, we have the recognizing individual communication styles. Now, I am even more excited about that we've been able to really tap on and partner with some really superstars in the business. And this week, we have Reggie Carney, who is online with us right now. He is exceptional at what he does, and he is going to kind of gift us with his expertise throughout the show. Reggie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Latrice. It's great to be here.
So let me tell you guys a little bit about Reggie and what we're going to be doing at today's show, and you are free to call in. So let me throw that number out to you right quick. If you'd like to call in live today, the number is 347-324-5330. Again, if you'd like to call in later, the number is 347-324-5330, and that would allow you to call in and ask myself or to ask Reggie some questions. So let me tell you a little bit about Reggie. Reggie is the founder and the CEO of Lead Strong, Inc., and if nothing else, I think the name of his company tells it all. He is a coach and consultant. And, you know, Reggie's been doing this for nearly 25 years, though you wouldn't be able to tell it if you saw him. I've known Reggie since my television days doing I Got Your Back. And he is really focusing on how do we really help people to lead strongly? How do we help organizations to build that strategy on what it looks like? How do we help the employees to really identify the appropriate skills? And he does that through specializing in five key behaviors, and that's connecting, communicating, collaborating, resolving conflicts, and coaching. Really, really exciting. Reggie, would you like to share anything else with our audience before you get started?
Yeah, I just, first of all, excited to be here and excited to help leaders soar. I know the people that are a part of the call want to accomplish something. They want to achieve something. So I'm delighted to bring my experience and some of my concepts to help them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. So we believe that the human component of success is significant. And if we can really smooth out some of those rough spots in the way that we communicate and the way that we work with others, then we can achieve extraordinary things. And so that I'm delighted to be able to help in that process.
Thank you, Reggie. So one of the things we're focusing on today, and as you all know from previous shows, we really want to give you very tangible things to work on. So Reggie's going to walk us through some things. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, Reggie. And then, guys, get your piece of paper, pencils ready, recorders ready, or listen to the show later in order to really kind of digest what he's saying and what he's describing. Think about how it applies in the workplace or in some of your personal relationships, and then use the techniques and tools or tips that he's going to help you with today. Now, we only got a few minutes. I only got about 23 minutes left in the show, but this gets you prepped and ready. So, Reggie, tell me a little bit more about your company and your focus.
So the company is a leadership and consulting firm, and we help leaders and teams add exceptional value to the organizations for which they work. Within that process, the leaders themselves and the teams themselves soar as well. The aspect of how we help leaders and teams improve is really around agility, right? And that's being able to adapt to the different situations and the different people and the different styles that we come face-to-face with, right? And success is in being able to adapt and adjust. And that's what one of the major challenges that I find in leaders is not being able to adapt and adjust, being stuck in what we've always done or what we're wired to do.
Right. I've seen that quite a bit myself in these couple of decades on people. They get confused on, you know, while you may have been very successful in whatever you're doing and however you've been communicating in the past, it's really critical to be able to be very agile, very fluid in your ability to flow through what's going on now and what's new right now.
Absolutely.
So, Reggie, you're known as being a leadership guy. So what role does communication typically play in leadership?
You know, communication is foundational to leadership. You know, I read a lot, and I've had the privilege of working with John Maxwell pretty closely, and he had a quote that has resonated with me over the years. He says that success rises and falls on leadership, and leadership rises and falls on communication. I believe that communication is core to leadership, and when we do it well, we attract people, we engage people, and we really unleash something very special on the inside of them. And what's really at stake in terms of communication is really credibility. When we communicate effectively, then we establish credibility, we gain credibility, we earn it, and that is key to getting people to follow you and to react and respond to your communication message.
That's a really good point. Some people confuse management management and leadership, and they're not recognizing that leadership is significantly different. And a key to that is how well they effectively communicate with other people. So, Reggie, let's get into the meat of some of this. You know, today's show is really around helping people to identify communication style. Because what happens is on many occasions, people believe that other people have the same look at situations and respond the same way they do, right? And so it's important to be able to identify that everyone there's different styles that people have and use, and so it's important to be able to identify them so you know how to flex to them, right?
Yep.
So can you share with us a couple different types that you know of?
So here's the thing. My background is in engineering. So I believe that what differentiates me in this world of leadership development and executive coaching is really having a systems approach. So when I look at communication, I've got a system that really underscores and undergirds everything that I do with leaders to help them be more effective. So the system that I use is an insights discovery system, and it deals with colors as a way of clarifying these different communication styles. So we've got a four-color system that helps us really understand these styles, one being a fiery red communication style. We've got a sunshine yellow, we've got an earth green, and we've got a cool blue. So, for instance, a fiery red communication style would be one that's more bottom line, more direct, and more results oriented. It's really about the facts. It's really about momentum and moving the process along, right? And so when we communicate with a fiery red style, then we've got to be quick and to the point, because if not, we lose them. And a lot, you know, if you get long-winded and too much explanation and too much detail, you've lost them. And that's that alienates people within that process of communication. So that's fiery red. Another style is that sunshine yellow that I spoke of, and that's more of a motivational, enthusiastic, and fun style. You'll find a lot of stories, right, a lot of experiences associated with this sunshine yellow style. So when you're communicating with this style, it's got to be very personable. It's got to be very relaxed and open and transparent and willing to open up and willing to share. And so if it, again, if there's a lot of detail and a lot of structure and a lot of rigidity when you approach this style, then it's not going to work. And you're going to find that in your communication, you're going to alienate this individual. And that makes us weaker as a team, because it creates what I call space in the relationship, which is the opposite of what we want to accomplish when we're trying to build stronger teams and to be more connected where the work is concerned.
This is really good. At first, I thought I was a fiery red until you start talking about the sunshine yellow. And I'm like, so maybe I have a combination depending on what the situation is.
Well, that's a great point, because once we get beyond the four basic colors and the characteristics associated with each of them, then you have to start talking about blends, right? And it sounds like, I know from knowing you and working with you, Latrice, there is a lot of fiery red, but there is also a lot of sunshine yellow as well. So you do have a blended approach there.
Thank you. So let's go to those other two. So now I'm excited. I'm taking a lot of notes. I'm hoping so are our listeners. So tell me, what else?
Okay, so we've got fiery red, we've got sunshine yellow, then we've got earth green. So earth green is a friendly approach to communication, very genuine, very approachable, very humble. And it seeks to really be interested in others, and it seeks to connect. If I had to attach a word to this earth green style of communication, it's really a caring style, right? And so when you communicate with a person with what I'll call a dominant earth green, you've got to be interested. You've got to listen. You've got to acknowledge them. You've got to take time. You've got to be patient. Sometimes in our fast-moving world, we're popping along and we're transacting words and phrases and conversations that goes against the grain of earth green, because earth green wants you to be present in that moment and to lock into that conversation. The final one is cool blue, and this really resonates with who I am, because I'm an engineer by degree. I was trained as an engineer, and, you know, thankfully I've been able to evolve and be able to use a lot of the color energies that I'm describing. But this cool blue is a very structured way of communicating, very logical. The dots have to connect. Very deliberate and thoughtful. So when you communicate with a cool blue, you can't be erratic. You can't be all over the board. You can't have runaway, what I call runaway emotions, right? Because cool blue energy is very low key, and they want the details, and it must make sense to them. So you gotta slow down, right? Because something that may be seem very simple to you is very complex to a cool blue communication style. So being very measured is very important. One of the things that, you know, when we talk about communicating, you know, to individuals or groups, you've got to be able to adapt and flex between these energies as you communicate with individuals and groups.
Wow, this is powerful. Now, one thing that's very important as well is when we start talking about colors, I know from various other workshops that sometimes people start mixing the colors. Like one developer might use green to mean analytical versus another one that may use it to mean genuine. So So for listeners out there, remember to really identify with the key descriptions and characteristics that Reggie is describing so you can know. The colors are a really nice, beautiful way of remembering it, but also remember to link it with what he's describing so that you'll know how to identify them first. Now, I do need to step away very quickly and do a quick commercial break. So we're going to do that right quick, and then we're going to come back and deep dive again with Reggie so that Reggie can give us tips on how do we need to change when it comes to conflict. Because one of the things I heard Reggie talk about very clearly was the ability was to blend, right? Which means sometimes we may have a dominant style, but sometimes in the course of working with someone else, we may need to flex our style to be more effective with another style. So we want to talk about what that looks like and what it looks like in conflict, because certainly in conflict it's really important to be able to maintain our levels of emotion. So give us a second, and we're going to be right back.
We all know that companies have a brand. But what about you? What's your career brand? TheCareerBrand.com will help you identify your brand, your career brand. Navigating the career landscape can be daunting and challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. TheCareerBrand.com is dedicated to guiding professionals through the career branding process. With the use of cutting-edge tools, training, and consulting top career coach, author, and creator of TheCareerBrand.com, Latrice Collins. At TheCareerBrand.com, you will find incredible and useful career branding books by Latrice Collins that will show you the ways of breaking through the glass ceilings. Men and women of all ages have raved about the benefits they receive from these books. Also, don't miss Latrice Collins' webinar, Brand Ignition. Companies are always looking for the best talent. With Latrice Collins and the tools at TheCareerBrand.com, you will demonstrate to employers you are that talent. To learn more, visit TheCareerBrand.com.
And welcome back. So before the break, we had Reggie walked us through the four different communication styles. I heard fiery red, sunshine, yellow, earth green, and cool blue. Just the descriptions are wonderful. And Reggie was giving us tips before on being able to identify the different styles and needs. And then you also gave us some tips about kind of moving forward with that style. So, Reggie, can you, when thinking about these, could you give us some more specific tips on when would they need to change, when they need to change a conflict situation? So envision that you have a person who you pick the styles, but they're in the midst of conflict with another style, right? What are some things that they need to do to change that situation so that it becomes a beneficial situation for both parties instead of in the midst of conflict? Because that's part of what many of our people are facing.
Yeah, you know, conflict is a very interesting subject, and we deal with it a lot in organizations. You know, the more people we get, the more conflict we're liable to have. First of all, when you find yourself in conflict, I think it starts with the individual in understanding what their own triggers are and really explore why that is a trigger and be able to manage that, right? So the first we've got to explore it and understand that it is a trigger and then figure out how to better manage it. And then I think I believe you have to understand what that other person, so this person that you're in conflict with, you've got to understand what is triggering them to be able to understand how to manage yourself where that trigger is concerned. I think a lot of times when we communicate with individuals and we're resolving conflict, I think we have us in mind as opposed to that other person in mind. If we're ever going to connect and resolve the problem collectively together as a partnership, as a team, then we've got to understand both sides, where we're being triggered, where they're being triggered, and then try to bring those two worlds together.
Now, that makes sense. So let me ask you a question about this, because I can imagine there are people who may feel that one style is really better than the other style. So if you need to get something done, they may feel, hey, the fiery red is really the best style to have, period, to run organization. Is that an accurate statement? Would one or more of the styles be better than the other?
So the quick answer is no. You know, when we administer this instrument that lays out this process, we use a lot of positive language associated with each of these styles. In order to be effective at leading or teaming, you've got to be able to adapt to the different styles, to all four different styles. And so I like to point out that I know and have relationships with a lot of people, and I see leaders at all levels who have dominant styles in different areas. So I say, you know, I've got a leader, a friend at AT&T who is a senior executive, and he has a dominant earth green style. So that's his number one, communication style. Latrice, who has been an executive, a VP at several companies, I believe that your dominant style is fiery red. I've got another friend who is a VP in an aerospace company, and his style is fiery blue. His dominant style is fiery blue. So there is not one right style. And I should add that too much of any one of these styles can actually be bad. So if we're overusing any one of these styles and we use that same wrench for every job, then we can actually go off the rails and actually begin to damage relationships. And as a result, we damage the performance within our organizations and within our teams.
Very nice, very nice. And I think, to your point, something is to be said for the fact that as you grow and mature in yourself and as a leader, you value the diversity of styles. You value what the other people bring to the table. Because imagine a room full of one style only. So a room full of fiery reds, wow. Or, you know, a room full of earth greens. There's something to be said for mixing it up a bit, right? And being able to recognize the strength in each one of those styles and flexing to them, right?
You better believe it. And this is why I refer to leadership as a higher calling, because it's not easy, right? So when you raise your hand and you opt in and you say, I want to be a leader, you're answering what I call a higher calling, because now your responsibility is to figure out how to make all of these characteristics work together and flow together and connect. And being able to leverage the gifts of each of these color characteristics and styles to be able to accomplish one goal. And so you said it very eloquently, is that there is a need for all of these colors, these characteristics, to contribute to the overall success of the team and of the organization.
Right. So during last week's show, we focused on emotional intelligence. And as you all may have recalled, part one of this series and emotional intelligence, it was really you were aiming towards relationship management. You were aiming towards the ability to not only understand yourself and your own behavior and how to navigate your behavior, but to understand the needs of others. And through really recognizing and understanding the needs of others, that's where you can start formulating the true base of a relationship. One reason I've selected various people who's going to be on the show is because while all of us are diverse and we have our specialties in different areas, well, we all may have that, the reality is we also all have a clear base of kind of integrity and value system and taking care of people that overlies everything else, but it enables us to recognize the differences and value those differences and bring them together. So how does that relate to recognizing the individual styles? Let me describe the way it does. It's important to understand, while to Reggie's point, I am fiery red in many categories. In some cases, you know, let a person tell it, I am sunshine yellow. I'm full of stories, and I love to tell all the details. My sisters say it takes me as long to describe a movie as the movie took itself, because I'm so into everything that's connected to it. But if I don't know, or if I don't identify that Reggie at this moment is communicating in ways to show that he's in fiery red communication mode, meaning he has a deadline. Reggie needs to get something done. And while he normally would love to listen to this wonderful long story I have about why things happen and so forth, he's not in that communication zone. So when I recognize, when I have to stop myself and recognize that Reggie is in the fiery red zone, he's direct. He's trying to get a deadline. He needs answers from me. It's important for me to be able to flex my style out of sunshine yellow and into either fiery red or I'm going to jump into or even cool blue because cool blue might need the details. So depending on what Reggie may say, if Reggie's like, Latrice, we have a deadline, have to get this done at this particular time, you know, I need these facts before my 4 o'clock meeting. That tells me, okay, switch, not storytelling time. This is time to be very clear and crisp, hence red, the fiery red, but also to give him the facts that he needs. So maybe that is the cool blue side, to give him the details of what he's looking for. Am I right in how I'm describing how we need to flex in those kind of situations to prevent a crisis or a disconnect?
Absolutely, and that's what I spoke about earlier, is the greatest challenge is the inability or the unwillingness to make those switches, right? And sometimes it doesn't even hit our radar, because in many cases in which we're communicating, we are our own audience. So we're communicating the way we want to communicate, as opposed to what's needed for that person and what's needed for the situation. So we need to flip that. And communicating with intention in a very strategic way means thinking about the situation that you're in and the audience, whether that audience is a group of people or an individual, and communicating in ways that meet the situation and the person where they are. And when you do that, when we do that, our message has a greater likelihood to land. And when it lands, then that means people respond to it. And then they go away, and they're more productive. They're more effective at driving the results of the organization. That's exactly right, Latrice.
Man, that's really good. That is so good, Reggie. Do you think that sounds like that's probably one of the greatest challenges that we face in effective communication. Is there anything else that is also, do you think, is a stumbling block for people? And we got a little bit of time left. Anything else you think is a stumbling block that they would have to face that they want to make sure they try to work around?
You know, the other stumbling block is that it just doesn't come up, right, in really identifying the styles of the people on your team. So if we can have a conversation about the dominant style and your secondary and your tertiary style, your third style, and your least dominant style, put those on the table, and then establish agreements in how we're going to communicate. And if those conversations, if that dialogue is started, then you at least have a chance to honor what other people's need in the form in terms of communication. So I think the stumbling block is just that the conversation doesn't come up, we're not having dialogue about it, and it's not on the radar, which actually fuels us communicating to serve our own purpose and our own needs as opposed to actually communicating with our audience in mind. So have the conversation, establish agreements.
Reggie, right quick, I can hear and the audience can hear, there are so many things, there's more than we can cover today's show. Can you tell us right quick a way that the audience members, anyone listening, can get back with you later to get deep dives or possibly have you come in and do some work for them?
So my contact information, you can call me at 469-693-1552 directly. My website is leadstronginc.com, and my email address is reggie@leadstronginc.com. And I would love to extend the conversation and understand what's going on in the organization and figure out what can actually help you soothe these human components of achieving success.
Reggie, thank you so much for being part of the show. Again, this is Latrice Collins of The Career Brand. You can reach us at info@thecareerbrand.com. Tune in next week. Next week and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to have Tisha Lucero. She's one of the senior executives with Wells Fargo. She is dynamic. super intelligent, and she is going to come to share with us emotions versus logic and navigating through the company culture. Thanks so much for your time. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.